It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Well, spring is kind of in the air, eh, Larry?
Oh, yeah, this is interesting. This is the vernal equinox, and as I said way back on the first day of March, I said how it depends on who you consult about the first day of spring. And the Weather Service considers March 1 as first day of spring. Astronomically, it is March 20, the vernal equinox, the first day of spring. But according to Mother Nature, I would say the first day of spring is still a little ways away. So anyway, that's okay. We can enjoy it. We have a vernal equinox. The equinox means the equal amount of light and darkness. All these last 6 months, we have had more darkness than we've had light. Sunrise, sunset, and so forth. Well, now, for the next 6 months, we're going to have more light. And it's going to rapidly increase now as we go through the rest of the month. We still have a third of the month to go, so we'll see quite a lot of changes. And by the time we get to April, it'll really be obvious. The temperature has been interesting this week. Looks like Mother Nature, according to the calendar, had one last week of winter, and so she gave us one last week of winter. The temperature has been low. The coldest temperature that we had this week, minus 11 at the Weather Service on the 17th. At my house, it was minus 14. That was the tie for the coldest temperature of the whole month. We don't get temperatures below zero after the 20th of March normally. So I was looking at the forecast this morning for the next 10 days, and there is no mention of negative numbers. So who knows? The 17th might have been our last below zero. We've had quite a lot of them this winter. We have had close to 50 days where we had a temperature reading of zero or below. The average is a little less than that. We also have an average temperature for the whole month, which is about normal. We have had the first half of the month, we were considerably above normal, but it's dropped down, and right now it is almost exactly normal. What is not normal is the snowfall. The snowfall that we've recorded, according to the Weather Service in Duluth, about 18.5 inches. This compares to, at this time of the month of March, to 8 inches. If you take the 18.5 inches that we've got and add it to what we've got during February, the two of them come to be about 35 inches of snow, which is a considerable amount. And we have gone from way behind normal for the total seasonal snowfall. We were way behind normal, and now we are about normal. So things have definitely changed. And am I glad to see the precipitation has been so high. It has been more than twice the normal amount of precipitation. What that means is that there is a lot of moisture in this snow. And when the snowpack, which is close to 20 inches at many places, that March is usually the time we have the deepest snowpack of the whole winter. When it melts, we're going to have a lot of moisture. And I am very glad to see that. These late season snows like this that have moisture, and I like to refer to them as frog-saving snows. And the reason I say that is because there's a lot of moisture. They melt to make these vernal ponds, and frogs will take advantage of it. And if we have a very dry time, we don't have the vernal ponds, those critters can suffer so a bit. So I was very glad to see this so far. We'll see what continues to happen. We are still quite a ways from all the melting taking place. Besides being longer days and less darkness, more light, we are also at the new moon phase, which means when you step outside on a clear night, it might be very good stargazing. And there's been some great sightings of aurora that take place this week. So, yeah, get outside and take a look if we can. We have sunset now late. It's after 7 o'clock. But one day this week I was out early and I had to say the same views. The migration of birds is going on, but it's not like it has been in some years. There are some years when we might see some robins right here in our own yard, but I don't think we're going to do it this time around. But counting the hawk counting people at West Skyline and Anger Tower area, plus going out to Thompson Hill. They have been counting the migration of raptors, especially bald eagles, and yes, there's been a lot of them. There is close to 1,000 bald eagles they've counted from the 1st of March. This is mixed with a few golden eagles and some red-tailed hawks and rough-leg hawks. So that's a raptor movement. The other movement that, yes, is still going on is the Canada geese and trumpeter swans. I had a chance this week to go down to the St. Louis River where there's some open water, and sure enough, 20 Canada geese, 20 trumpeter swans. There's going to be also mergansers, a few ducks, and so forth showing up in the migration. If there's open water, a lot of these migrating birds will find it. In addition to that, there may be a few sightings of some of the songbirds. I was hoping by this time that I would have attracted something like the juncos to my bird feeder, but nothing like that has shown up yet. I think soon they will be there. Same way with grackles. Robins, I did see some robins, but it was a little bit a little bit south of here. The other ones, red poles continue to come, and the blue jays, even if we had negative numbers, even if we had snow, it doesn't seem to faze them. They were out there every day. Same with the woodpeckers. They continue to be active. The owls continue to be active. I see or hear them virtually every day. And then, of course, I expect soon we're going to have some other things going on, such as the gobbling of turkeys. I haven't heard it yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's soon. Among the mammals, this is a very trying time. I have seen a lot of deer lately, and they are having a tough time. That snowpack is tough for them, walking through it, so they make their trails. And they are hungry, and they show up at my bird feeder every day. And even though I don't do much for feeding deer, they still come every day. If they're not there, there are other places. I don't think I can drive anywhere without seeing deer right now. They are having a kind of tough time. Squirrels, rabbits, also, this is their hunger time. And to make it even more difficult for them, they are also having the first litters at about this time. I saw fox tracks in the yard this week. And just this morning, I noticed where there was skunk tracks in front of the garage. They remain active. Wolf tracks. You know, I think I see more wolf tracks in March than any other month. And once again, they can be hungry. I have not yet seen a chipmunk, though I was expecting it during some of our mild days. And maybe they will still be showing up this weekend, but I haven't seen them. Good places to look for spring happening is within the trees. You know, if you drive around Duluth, we have a lot of big trees. One of the type that we have that's big is a silver maple. And silver maples have really large buds on them. So if you're driving around and you see these tall trees and there are big buds on the top, that's the silver maple. And the silver maples are early to open their buds, and within the buds is the first flowers of the season. And yeah, late March they will be flowering. They're an unusual flower. You don't see any color in it at all. They're either male or they're female, usually on separate trees, but yeah, they'll be blooming soon. And I wouldn't be surprised to see some dandelions out there blooming as well. So yeah, welcome to spring, and early spring things are happening. So take care and enjoy.
Thanks a lot, Larry. Happy spring to you. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.